Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen again.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Truly, it is a pleasure. It is an honor
And
a privilege.
All right, Reverend.
To be on the platform once again.
Preach on.
Today, I would like to take a good look at the book of Proverbs,
okay. Mm-hmm.
The 27th chapter,
mm-hmm.
and the 17th verse. Mm-hmm. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
As iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, get that iron out.
So a man.
Yes.
Sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Put a good crease in it.
And for a few minutes this morning,
yes, sir,
I would like to talk from the topic,
well,
words with friends.
Words, right, I like that game, Reverend.
Words with friends.
Mm-hmm. A lot of words, though.
There is a new sensation sweeping the nation called words with friends.
Friends. Yes, right. It is, Reverend.
What is it, you ask?
Mm-hmm.
It is a word game where players, watch this, exchange turns.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Forming words, mm-hmm. trying to score as many points as possible for each word.
You better be smart with it.
Brother, for real, in order to win this game, you have to know words.
Yes, that's the key, Reverend.
Yolanda, if you're vocabulary is weak in these streets.
No.
Well,
you can't win.
You can be over quick.
Millions of people are playing this game daily on Facebook.
Yes,
okay. iPads, mm-hmm. iPhones,
uh-huh.
Kindle Fires, etc., etc.
I got it, Reverend. I got it.
Our text today says, as iron sharpens iron.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
That's right, Bible.
Now. In order to win this game called life, you have to know word.
Yeah.
If your biblical knowledge is weak in these streets.
Right,
you're going to always be void of a word needed for your situation.
I don't be void,
the message, the meaning, and the motif will always be missing when you are wordless. When you lack word and the words to say, not only do you paralyze yourself, but you also handicap your friends.
Handicap your friends, man.
I like sharpening,
but
I look forward to being sharpened by my friends.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
The book of Houdini.
What did it say?
It says friends.
How many
of us have them? It goes on to say friends.
Yeah.
Ones we can depend on. Can your friends depend on you to have a word in their time of need? I'm through. Ain't no sense of playing this game. If you don't have no word in you.
No word in you.
Can I go to my seat this morning?
Please do, Reverend.
Before I go, can I ask, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Throw the word out there, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Say it with your friends, Reverend.
I know he's all
right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He ain't playing no more. He ain't playing.
He ain't playing no more.
Words with friends.
Words.
Yeah.
You put your foot in that.
With
I know
friends.
He's all right.
Yes, he did.
Ah,
you went deep with it this morning.
Yeah, you did.
You know,
if you're weak in these streets.
You're weak in these streets.
Don't play word for you.
Don't play.
Can't. No, you won't last
you
long.
You don't know two, three-letter words.
You
come on.
Pretty much over.
I need to know weeping may endure.
But joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.